Seeking you will find. in the morning. Hope to walk with the hurting. If you're still alive and breathing, praise the Lord. Don't stop dancing and dreaming. It's still good news worth repeating. So let's go ahead and keep singing. Praise the Lord. The years roll by. We wonder why we lost our way from home. Our father finds the child inside. We left for growing old. Awake, 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 my
Now that I know what they're doing, I can let Blog Talk know what they're doing as soon as I get off this morning. And so what they're doing is they're running a show, but they're using my, this is like crazy. It's crazy. Anyway, yesterday we prayed. It was not intentional, but since we were all on here together, I prayed. And Minister Hill, I have this fixed, even if we had to. Let me see what happens when I, now that we got that there taken care of. Let's see what happened. Because I just believe when God gives you something, you need to get it out. Mr. Hill, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. I can hear you.
You can hear me. Go ahead with what God gave you.
Okay. Praise the Lord.
They can hear you too. The problem is... Spreaker can't hear you.
Oh.
So let me see. Look, those of you on Spreaker. Okay, just listen. And what I'll do is when she finishes, I'm going to leave this up. And you can download it from Blog Talk Radio. But I finally... Thank you, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you for showing me how they were doing this. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you. Go ahead, Minister Hill.
Okay. Praise the Lord. Last week, we talked about Samuel and Saul, and I kind of want to piggyback off that. And this lesson is about a man named Jesus. Son of Man and Son of God. Now, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was Jesus. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. And I got one other scripture for you to start with, and that's Ecclesiastes 1 and 9. What has been is what will be, and what has been done is what will be done, and there is nothing new under the sun. That's the English Standard Version. Okay. In this lesson, we're talking about a man named Jesus that was born to the Virgin Mary, a man who was not of this world but came to this world to save us. Jesus was God and Jesus was man. He was two. He was both. Before he came to earth, he existed only as a spirit, the second person of the Godhead, also known to us in the beginning as the Word. So there was God the Father, the Word, and God the Holy Spirit. And the Word of God was made flesh because we needed a Redeemer, a final and everlasting atonement for our sins. And being that there was none other, God sent his Word, and the Word became a man clothed with flesh. The Word as God had no need of flesh, but to do the will of the Father on earth, he had to put on flesh and blood, becoming as we are. So he had to have a body. To be seen of man, to be accepted by man, to go to the cross as a man in order to save mankind from their sins. And I give you Philippians 2, verse 6 and 7. Who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of man. Now, when God made Adam and Eve, the Bible says he made them in his image, in his likeness. So God has always been a spirit, so he made Adam and Eve spirit beings. And, you know, we've been taught that on this line. So, like I said in Ecclesiastes, there's nothing new under the sun. Jesus came in the same way that we all came in, through a woman. But when the Holy Ghost came on Mary, Jesus had no earthly father. The Holy Ghost came upon Mary, and that's how Jesus was clothed with flesh and blood. You'll hear me repeat some things. I don't normally like repetition, but I'm doing it on purpose.
Okay.
So, being born to a woman, the Son of God is now the Son of Man, and men would be able to behold him as flesh and blood. Oops, just a minute. Let me mute that. Okay. So he came here with a purpose, to do his Father's will, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life, John 3:16. He came to save a lost and dying world from trespasses and sin. Now, Jesus was a spirit sent from God to seek and to save the lost. Dr. Erica has taught us that we are spirit sent from God. Well, this is who Jesus was. He came in just as we came in. The Bible says that God knew us before he formed us in the womb. He knew us as a spirit. And when egg and sperm combined, you know, we took on flesh and blood. So Jesus did the same thing. He took on flesh and blood, only his father was God, just like it was said of Saul when Samuel was anointing him king. And the people that knew him saw him prophesying, but they questioned, who is this? They knew him as the son of Kish, but that man was dead. He was alive unto God now. And one also asked, who is his father? Well, his father now is God. He's here to serve God. The change has been made, just like we all have to make that change. So God, Jesus, is the love of God in manifestation. We were created with a body, a spirit, and a soul. And the soul is our heart. Well, the heart of God, the Father, is his Son. The Bible says God is love. Jesus is love. So in sending Jesus to walk this earth, he was sending his perfect love to mankind, a love that casts out all fear, 1 John 4:18. All men, we all have that same composition. And once you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, that love of God that was in the manifestation in the person of Jesus Christ is shared abroad in our hearts because Jesus is love. So when we truly accept what Jesus freely gave, the love of God is shed abroad in our heart, but he's given us a new heart, a heart of flesh for a heart of stone. And there's been an exchange, a renewal, and you've been reborn. You must now yield your members to the master's use. You let the spirit of the living God lead you because the change is spiritual. It's on the inside. Outwardly, you may look the same, but inside, you're different. You're a new creation. As we read in 1 Samuel 10:6, you've been turned into another man. Your spirit is now in agreement and on assignment, excuse me, with Father God. You are now that spirit sent from God to effect change in this earth. You cannot do this in your own strength. You need Jesus. That's why God sent him. For part of him, apart from him, you can do nothing. You were purchased. You are not your own. Your reason for being here is the same as Jesus, to reach the lost, to lead them to Christ, to do the Great Commission. So now I go back to Samuel. Samuel was taken to the temple at Shiloh. And I told you that Shiloh represented Jesus. And he sat up under Eli, which is what we call it now, to sit up under. But he was taught by Eli to serve God. Then God called him. He allowed him to be taught some things. Then God called him into service and anointed him to serve. And then God raised him up to do his will because he said he would raise up himself a faithful priest. That's 1 Samuel 2:35. He didn't just take Samuel from his mother and immediately fill him. He allowed him to be taught by another man of God, which, like I say, we call that today. You sit up under a pastor and you train. And it's like he said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, Matthew 11:29, and you shall find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. to take his yoke upon you is to join with him and to carry that load. But the load is not the load that it would be without him, because he said his burden is light. So now Samuel did this, showed his faithfulness in doing what he was taught of Eli, and God added more of himself to Samuel. And it's the same way with us. As we show ourselves faithful to do according to the word, God will add the increase. He said to study, to show yourself approved, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. It's God who sees and God who rewards your faithfulness and your obedience to his word. Now, I'm going to jump back to last week and talk about Hannah, how she gave birth to a son that was no longer hers when God called him and filled him. She reckoned him as being one child when he was born to her and another child when he was filled, because he was changed, and we must be changed. We must accept God, accept the Lord as our Lord and Savior, and let God fill us with his Holy Spirit. For God said he knew you before you were in your mother's womb. He knew you because this is the way that mankind has always come in. He created us in his image as a spirit, and we take on flesh and blood in the womb. But when we get changed, we're reborn. That flesh and blood has to die. Flesh has to die and die daily. Die daily. And just simply saying, you got to put off the old man, and you have to do it daily, because if you don't do it daily and bring your flesh into subjection, flesh will end up ruling over your spirit, whereas when you are born again, your spirit should rule over your flesh. So we are flesh and we are spirit, and Jesus came in like manner. Because of what Jesus did, we have access to the Father. The whole purpose in this lesson was to show you that we are fleshly beings, but we are spiritual beings. Once you accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, your spirit has to rule over the flesh. And then you become that man of God that Dr. Erica teaches. You're now that spirit sent from God, just as Jesus was. He became flesh, but he was also that spirit that was sent from God to bring about a change in this world. So we got to do the very same thing, because we are as he was. Only difference was God was his father. He had no need of flesh and blood. He took on flesh and blood for us. He came here when he was baptized. He received the Holy Ghost. The man Jesus received the Holy Ghost, because Jesus was God. But the man Jesus, for our sake, he showed us how this is done. You get baptized, you get filled, and you do the work that Jesus did. We got to follow. He laid a path, and he took the guesswork out of it. It's all written, and I grant it, there's a lot of revelation that we're hearing in these last days. But if you just make up in your mind that you're going to do that which is written and be found faithful in doing that, then God will add the increase. he'll pour more of himself into you. So we are all that spirit sent from God. You know, it's easier to understand it, hearing it that way. It was for me, although I know the truth, knowing that Jesus came into this world the same way he sent us into this world. A spirit sent from God to affect this earth. Jesus. Jesus. So we got to do more, because to whom more is given, more is required. So there's no greater love than what God gave us and given us his son. And if you have received him, then you have received the love of God. And that love should be shed abroad in your heart. We are a spiritual being, and we are made of flesh and blood. But the spirit must rule over the flesh in order to accomplish God's will in the earth. That's what Jesus did. He showed us how, and that's what we are to do. Amen.
Amen. I loved it. I love it. You know I love it, right? Because it's the truth.
Yep.
It's
yes,
the truth.
Ma'am.
Father God, thank you for your great love for us. And Father, I ask you to pour that love out right now. It was just preached about. It was just taught. Could you baptize us in your love? Give us a fresh baptism in your love right now. Baptize us in your love. Wherever you are on this line, take your hand, open it up, place your hand, like, place the middle of your hand, like, over your navel, over where your navel is. I want you to feel the love of God in the pit of your bowels. That love that was just taught about, I want you to feel that love raising up in you. Minister Hill said, the Bible says, when God came in, he fills you, and then he refills you. And then he fills you again. And then he fills you again. Because God wants you to know his presence. God wants you to experience his love, which is himself. I want you to feel that. Let it rise up in you. Feel God, and refill. People have just been in need of a refilling, of a refreshing, of a reawakening of your love. Don't move your hand. Don't move your hand. Jesus, you're in us. Let your anointing flow back to every believer this morning. Let them realize that the hand that is resting upon themselves, you are working through that hand. Because not only is that hand a hand of flesh, like the Son of Man, but inside of that hand is the anointing, which came from God when he sent Jesus and as he sent us. This is why the Bible says, lay hands on no man suddenly. You've been looking at your hand. You've been looking at yourself too long through the flesh. Yield to the Holy Spirit. Those of you that need the baptism of the Holy Spirit, yield to the Holy Spirit. Feel that love and let it flow up, 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 and out of your belly, the Bible says. Out of your belly shall flow rivers of spiritual life. But it's in you, and it has to flow out of you. Receive a fresh spiritual baptism this morning, the baptism of love, the baptism of Jesus. And now open your mouth. Open your mouth and let it flow out of your mouth, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. Out of your spirit man shall flow rivers of living water. Not out of your flesh, not out of your carnal man, but out of your spiritual man shall flow rivers of living water, saith the Lord Jesus Christ. Father God, flow this morning, according to the word of the minister, which was your word spoken through her lips, because you love us and you want us to get this. Flow, Holy Spirit, flow. Flow, flow. Yield your tongue to the Holy Spirit. Flow, Holy Spirit, flow, flow, flow beyond the soulish nature. Flow beyond the soulish realm. Come alive, the hidden man of the heart, the spiritual man. Come alive. Come alive. In the name of Jesus. Come alive. Come alive. Flow. 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 Flow, Jesus. Flow, flow, flow. Rivers out of your spirit, man. Out of your spirit, man, shall flow rivers of living water. Soul, come under subjection to the name of Jesus. Flow, flow, flow. Those of you that had the baptism of the Holy Ghost, begin to pray in tongues. Those of you that want it, let it flow up out of you and come out. You don't have to understand it, because it is a language between you and God. Flow, Holy Spirit. Flow, 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 flow. Give us a fresh infilling. Flow, flow, flow. Thank you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you this morning. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for your goodness and your kindness and your mercy and your never failing love. Flow. Flow. Refill us afresh. Flow, flow. Flow, Holy Spirit. Thank you, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Flow, flow, flow. Flow. Out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. Spiritual man. Being made subject over your fleshly man and your natural man. Flow, Holy Spirit. Flow, flow, flow. 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 Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Flow. Flow this morning. Flow in the name of Jesus. Flow. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Pray in tongues. Open your mouth. Let your spirit override your natural man. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Feel God. Feel. Feel this morning. We receive your word. Feel, feel, feel. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Come alive. Come alive. Come alive. Mr. Hill, I thank you from the bottom of my heart this morning.
flow. Praise God.